Hola and welcome to Catholic View. I'm Shayla Pidge. Thank you so much for joining me this Wednesday evening. Well, coming up in today's feature program, we look at the rising number of daylight robberies at religious institutions.
My name is Buticha Khaled, Archbishop of the Catholic Church here in Johannesburg, and you are listening to Catholic View with Shayla Pierce.
Welcome back. Clergy and religious institutions are often seen as easy targets for robberies. In South Africa, we have read, we have heard our priests and religious complaining about robberies, about the safety of precious religious items, as well as the safety of mass collection. Now, this past Sunday, I happened to attend Mass at Mater Dolorosa Catholic Church in Kensington South, here in Johannesburg. And just before the final blessings, Father Joseph Peak informed the parishioners of the robbery that took place during the week. So this evening, he shares with us that terrible and life-threatening ordeal. Let's listen.
I normally come to the parish at the same time. If there was a mistake, I come normally a quarter to six. And then when I arrive, I park to the parish. I park my car there in the normal place. And then when I was going to go into the parish house, I heard a rustling, sort of sounds of leaves, and there were six guys waiting for me there, hiding among the bushes. And they came and they wanted the collection. I opened the parish house and went of the lamb. I gave them the collection, and also they took my iPad and my laptop. And that was all. That was my first experience in South Africa. I've been here only for 2 years.
Wow, I can imagine. How were you feeling at that time? Weren't you afraid? Did they have any arms with them?
Yeah, they had a pistol and they have knives, and they threatened me with a pistol in my head and the knives. But I was calm and I did what they wanted me to do. And it was a bit, when you're watching a movie, it was a bit of everything in slow motion, because at that time, I suppose your senses are all very alert. And it felt like I was watching a movie, but I was the main protagonist. That was how I remember the experience. Of course, it was. Afterwards is when you think about and becomes a bit traumatic, a bit the sense what could have happened. No? But at the moment, you just go through the motions. And I think I was calm and serene, and everything, I suppose, through your mind, there's a lot of things going through your mind at that time, but how to minimize the damage. But I didn't do anything silly. No? I was lucky or whatever it was. Yeah.
And then, Father, what happened after that? Did you report the case to the police?
Well, they locked me in my office. I was there for 45 minutes. I don't think that guys were professional. They were a bit sloppy, and they were a bit like a pack of dogs around me, asking the same questions, the same things. That I don't think there was one guy who was more in charge, but they were more nervous than I was. Officers, they were the two that they were. And then when they left, they forgot my iPhone. Therefore, when after 45 minutes, I was. The light, when they left, they turned off all the electricity, therefore I couldn't use the normal phone. And people were, I had Mass at 7, before they were coming for Mass, they thought I was a bit late. I found my phone there, and then I rang somebody in the parish who rescued me, and then I said Mass. That was a bit hard, no, after the experience to say Mass, and at the end of the Mass, I waited for the end of the Mass to tell them about what happened to me, because if I said at the beginning, I don't think we'd have finished the Mass, no. And then one of the parishioners took me to the police, and we reported the robbery, and now we are upgrading the security, because I think was a bit of a mistake. I was a bit naive, not being new in this country. We should have had a bit more better measures in place. I think we learned. I learned from the experience, and hopefully it won't happen again.
Were you able to recognize any of the people?
No, not really. What I didn't do, I didn't look at the faces. In the sense, I realized if I was looking at them, they would not be happy. So I just look in front of me and listening to what they wanted me to do. It was, in a way, helped me to empathize more with people, because after the experience, a lot of people came up to me and explained what happened to them. Therefore, I can, in a way, empathize more with them. And also, I look at myself as a small grace from God, in the sense I could have gone, because here, a few times a guy pointed the gun to my head, therefore, could have been my last moment. Therefore, I, in a way, I can see things with different eyes now, a bit more in a face. It's always positive things from negative things.
True. We thank God that we are alive and we learn from such lessons. That's what that's what it is. We learn from such lessons. But then, Father, But then, following that, you've opened the case in the police. What has been the reaction from the police? Have they come forward to try and maybe get some sort of evidence, some sort of lead? Have they shown any interest that they're investigating the case? What has the police said up to now?
Yeah, no, they came, and when I went there and then talked to them, and then they came and to inspectors and asked a few questions, have a look at them. They wanted to see some footage, but we didn't have any cameras. So there is no. Now we are going to put some cameras. They were very helpful. I don't think we will eventuate with anything, because I don't think it's easy for them to they haven't. They took some fingerprints. But I don't think they have a database of foreigners. No? Therefore, it will be hard for them to identify them. No? But they said that some of the churches in the area have been targeted, and it was, I suppose, they came on Monday. Monday is normally the day where we have the collection. Therefore, it was they knew our time. I was coming. I was on my own, and we had the collection there. Therefore, we're going to change these things.
Is this the first time that the Kensington Parish has suffered such a robbery?
I think with Father Thomas, the parish priest beforehand, once they stole some computers a few years ago. And also, it's a bit of history. It's one of the old parish priests. He was Father Schubert. He was attacked, and they bash him, and think he died a year after. That was years ago.
What would you like to say to your fellow priests, priest colleagues in the Archdiocese or in the country as a whole when it comes to situations like this? What would be your advice?
Well, my advice is to minimize all, like to be careful, not suppose. When I came to the party, I was listening to with my iPod, sort of, I was oblivious of any threat. I thought that they wouldn't attack a priest, but I suppose we need to be more aware of our danger and be calm, no? be calm and pray and be in God's presence. I don't think nothing bad will happen to us. No?
That was Father Joseph Peake from Mater Dolorosa Catholic Church in Kensington South, Johannesburg. This was just a reminder that we all need to be vigilant of our surroundings. And those were the same words that police chaplain Dominican Father Chaka Montagnani said when he made a comment with regards to safety of clergy and religious institutions.
Sheila, I think the first thing as priests and also maybe parishioners, we should be aware of our surroundings, what goes on in that area. And also to be aware of strangers, you know, because, you know, people will come, maybe ask for somebody that you don't even know or for some help. Sometimes people come just to check what is happening, how secure the place is. So we must be aware who has come and always just be aware that, you know, when these people come, some people, they come with good motivation, but sometimes it's just to check out the place, the security. And then I think also the church, as churches, we must improve the security, make sure that the fences are, you know, put up, and also to lock, you know, to lock the church property. You know, you lock the gates, you lock the presbytery, and you make sure that the church is also locked at all times. You know, when people come maybe during weekends or during the week for a service, that's when you will open for them. But after that, you just have to lock, because if we don't, people will come and walk in and just check the coast. And then the next time when they come, they will know exactly where to go, because they have seen that the church is not locked or the offices is not locked, the yard is not locked. And for those parishes that can afford, it's advisable maybe to have security people around 24 hours. Unfortunately, that's the reality of South Africa.
And then, Father, you know, I was talking to Father Joseph from Kensington South, who was robbed recently. And, you know, most priests have a routine. For example, on a Monday, it's a day off, or maybe it's a day of depositing the money in the bank. As with the case of Father Joseph, he arrives on a Monday, the usual time he usually arrives. He's getting the money to go in deposit, and six men jump out of nowhere and attack him and steal a whole lot of things together with the entire collection from the weekend. Now, what's your advice as a police officer yourself? What's your advice concerning this norm of priests doing it themselves? You find that priests will take the collection and take it to the bank themselves. There's nobody around them to protect them, no security personnel. What would be the words of advice?
I think for me it's advisable that, you know, they change the routine. You change the days. It shouldn't be just Monday, 10 o'clock, everybody knows that you go to the bank. Let the priest share the responsibility with the finance committee, those who can, but sometimes it's taken by them to go to the bank. And also, if it's possible, to change the bank. You don't go just to one bank all the time, because unfortunately, my suspicion is that sometimes even the people at the bank themselves, they give information to people outside, you know, that This is when he brings the money, and you can wait for him, you know, so that there's a routine. You change the days, change the time, and also to share the responsibilities, that responsibility with PFC members. That's what we do at Christo Nkosi. I don't go to the bank. They count the money, and they make sure that during the week, one of them goes to deposit the money. But they go different days because of our concerns with even information from the church, from the parishioners. It can be given out to people out there who can come and rob you as a priest or,
And then, Father, what about the police? How helpful can the police be in situations like this? I mean, you have a group of people that come, steal the money from you, and do it in such a way that they don't leave traces, or sometimes it's people that are undocumented, so the police can't really trace using fingerprints. How does the police help in a situation like this?
I think it's when the case is reported, it's for them to investigate. But as you say, sometimes it's difficult because unfortunately people who carry out this act are people who are not registered, and they cannot be traced anywhere, and it becomes very difficult for the police. Maybe also in parishes, to make things easy, if parishes can afford, is to put around the perimeters of the church CCTV cameras, so that if there is anything suspicious, at least we can have footage to look at, and then that could assist the police. These people who are not registered, it becomes very difficult. But also if you have reported a case and you know the feel that there's no follow-up, you have the right to go to the station commander and complain, or even the cluster commander, the higher office, that, you know, I reported, but I feel that the police are not coming to the party. They don't want to assist me.
All right, Father, thank you so much for your time. Anything else you'd like to add?
Let's just be vigilant. Crime is there, it's real, and churches, convents are becoming soft targets. So we need to be just vigilant and to make sure that we are secure. And when we go deposit money, please, please, please don't have a routine. Don't go same day, same time, because people will study you and they will come and you know, attack. So we need to have a routine, different days, and also give the responsibility to other people who are trustworthy, who can do the depositing of the church funds.
According to the 2018 Global Peace Index, which includes metrics such as economic growth and military intervention, South Africa is the 38th most dangerous country in the world. I guess that reminds us that we should all be alert and never forget to put God first.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you. And I will trust in you alone, for your my ways in righteousness, and He anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on His pure delights, and I
You've been listening to the Wednesday's edition of Catholic View. Thank you so much for being here with me. Remember that I'll be back again tomorrow at the same time. Should you wish to get in touch with me, simply send an email to shayla@radioveritas.co.za. Until then, God bless you and ciao, ciao.